out for kids!
The student-led protests began when conservative school board member Julie Williams proposed the creation of a committee to change the Advanced Placement U.S. History curriculum to emphasize patriotism, positive aspects of U.S. history, and the benefits of the free market system, while downplaying lessons about civil disobedience and defiance of authority. Students chose to respond with civil disobedience of their own by organizing the first of several walkouts on September 19th. Jefferson County teachers showed their opposition by calling in sick en masse, causing several school closures over multiple days. Critics of the protests say unionized teachers are using the history curriculum and students as pawns in an ongoing contract dispute. But Bethany Kipe, a high school senior who helped start the protests on social media, says that claim is inaccurate.
The teachers' union has not in any way influenced students' opinions, nor have the teachers. Students have been influenced by students alone. This is, we've done our research all by ourselves, and the teachers have not said, hey, go protest. They just simply did their own protest, and we did too.
Kipe says the proposal to potentially alter APUS history content along ideological lines was the final straw for students, teachers, and parents. Discontent between members of the community and the local school board has been rising since a conservative majority took power last November. Carrie Dahlman is the president of the state's largest teachers union, the Colorado Education Association. She's also a former social studies teacher in Jefferson County. Dahlman says Julie Williams seems to be pushing an agenda instead of working from knowledge of the new APUS history curriculum.
When you have a school board member like Julie Williams who puts out a press release making all kinds of claims about how APUS history isn't covering basic historical figures like Martin Luther King and others, George Washington, and then somebody goes and looks at all 10 of the approved texts for APUS history in Jeffco Public Schools and finds every single historical figure that Julie Williams said is not covered actually in the textbooks. And you have APUS history teachers coming out daily and saying, absolutely, we teach this. Julie Williams clearly hasn't done her homework. She is acting on somebody else's behalf. That, to me, is disturbing, and it's further evidence of the reason why politics has got to get out of Jeffco Public Schools.
Texas, Tennessee, Washington, and Illinois have seen similar attempts by school boards to change curriculum to reflect a more conservative ideology. But no other place in the nation has experienced protests like Jefferson County, Colorado. Thursday night's school board meeting, the first since Williams made her announcement, drew hundreds of student protesters and their supporters. Despite critics who have labeled the protests unpatriotic, former Jeffco Public School student D.V. Yanni Rowe says love for her country is precisely what motivated her to support current Jeffco students.
We're proud to be Americans. That's why we're here, and we want to be able to show both sides of American history, both the negative aspects and the positive aspects, and that we shouldn't just focus on the positive ones. We've made good decisions and bad decisions as a country, and that needs to be shown, both sides need to be shown to future students so that they can understand our history and where we're coming from and why we are here today and the way we are today.
At the start of the 10th school board meeting, Julie Williams said her goal is not to censor history lessons, but the crowd seemed unconvinced.
My proposal was to increase community engagement and transparency so people do know what is being taught to their children. And as a board, we can review the curriculum as we are responsible to do.
Some of the most controversial language in Williams' proposal has already been removed. But at Thursday night's Jefferson County School Board meeting, opponents delivered a petition with more than 40,000 signatures asking that the proposal be killed altogether. Despite the petition and public outcry, the conservative majority voted 3-2 to move forward with plans to create the committee. As part of a compromise, students, parents, teachers, and other approved citizens will now be able to join the committee. But protesters say they plan to keep up their civil disobedience campaign until they are confident that partisan politics and ideological whitewashing are kept out of their public schools. Hanley Myers, FSRN, Denver.